Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
From KMOX Sports.
The bases are loaded.
This is the Meyer Jensen Sports Open Line.
Swinging along with the left.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm. Because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
He hits one deep to left field.
You bet!
That's a grand slam for Yadier Molina.
It's a slammer!
This is Sports Open Line on KMOX.
7 o'clock hour on Sports Open Line. A little more Blues hockey for you here. Bottom of the hour, we'll turn back to some baseball. I want you to hear a little bit of what John Mozeliak had to say with Tom Ackerman yesterday on Sports on a Sunday morning, because there's a few interesting things. Update on Jack Flaherty, who threw a bullpen session over the weekend. Some thoughts on the Cardinals' top prospects that have taken big steps. And, guys, you might have a shortstop of the future. We weren't so sure about it, you know, in the past. It's a hard position to fill. You know, when they took Delvin Perez in the first round a bunch of years ago, it was like, maybe that's the guy, but he hasn't really hit. Still a good defensive shortstop, but really hasn't hit. And I don't think that's changed so far this year. No, I mean, he's hitting 205 at Springfield. You know, it's maybe looking more like a, you know, like a bench role type guy for him, but Mason Wynn has exploded this year as a very young player at high A and maybe in double A here in the not too distant future. We'll tell you more about him after John Mozeliak tells you about what they like about him and what they've seen. So that'll be coming up later on. Going to hear from Craig Berube in a few minutes as well. I wanted to follow up on the conversation about Blues goaltending, you know, with the move to Jordan Binnington, but you know, I don't think it's been made official. In fact, I haven't heard today that it's made official, but I would assume that Binnington's going to start tomorrow. But if he gets the win tomorrow, I did not know this stat until I read my buddy Jeremy Rutherford's piece in The Athletic today, that if Jordan Binnington gets the win tomorrow night, he will have the most wins in Blues playoff history in the postseason. The most wins of any goalie. So he's tied with Mike Liut and Greg Millen right now with 17 playoff wins. He's ahead of Curtis Joseph, ahead of Grant Fuhr. And that's really hard to believe. and you know what? Maybe it shouldn't be, because we know the history has been playoff disappointment, right? Well, Binnington was the guy that helped end the curse. He played, you know, the full four rounds, won the Stanley Cup. But doesn't that kind of drive home the point of just how insane the playoff curse was for the Blues? Like, here's a guy in Binnington that hasn't been in the NHL all that long. I mean, I'll still never get over the unlikely nature of that 2019 season. Well, I keep saying 2019, the 2018-2019 season, the Stanley Cup season. The unlikely nature of that, where the beginning of the year, Binnington's not even in the conversation. He's like fourth on the goalie depth chart in the organization, and he winds up leading you to your first ever Stanley Cup victory. But the fact that, you know, here's a guy that has only been in the league 4 years. And he is tied now with the most wins in franchise history amongst goaltenders. Tells you about just how frustrating that whole time had to have been. Like, I know it's about perspective, and Blues fans are either punching their dashboard because they remember all the frustration, or they're nodding along going, yeah, that sucked. But doesn't that show you perfectly just how ridiculously frustrating that was for all those years? To have all those good teams, to have all those names. I mean, Michael Hute was a fantastic goalie. Cujo was awesome. I mean, look at some of the regular season numbers that Roman Turek put up. He's not even on that list for the postseason. Not on the list of the guys in the top five. And the crazy thing is, Jordan Binnington got 16 of those in that one playoff run. Which, of course, you did, right? I mean, you need to win 16 games to win the Stanley Cup. But that's the crazy part, is it's just one year that makes up all of that, which shows you how many times under those other guys you went out super early and how crazy that is. Because those teams were so good in a lot of those years. I mean, Binnington, the win last night was his first playoff win since the game, the night they won the Stanley Cup. 0-5 in the COVID year, and then obviously swept out last year, 0-4. And when I saw that this morning in JR's piece, that was the first thing that popped to my mind. Is like, how insane is that? But here's a guy that's only been in the league 4 years, and again, he's got 16 playoff wins in his first year as a goalie, his rookie year, in leading the team to the Cup. And now that he's gotten number 17, he's tied for the franchise lead in playoff wins for a goalie. And again, that's a good list of players. We're not talking about a franchise that's just had garbage goalies for most of the time. Now, in fairness, they've changed them a fair bit. And, you know, when you're looking at just the nature of that stat, though, I mean, come on. Well, hopefully Binnington can get on the hot streak again. We know what he's capable of when he's playing at his peak. He looked really great last night, and they're going to need it, man. I mean, you know, when you're missing that many guys on the blue line, like we talked about last hour, it's just not easy to maintain consistency. I mean, you've got guys, you know, think about it. It's everything. It's picking up coverages in the defensive zone. It's the timing on moving the puck out of the zone and who's going to be where and when they need to be there. So much of what teams do in a sport like hockey is timing based. Are you going to be where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there? What can I expect from my teammate? You know, what do I know about my teammate without even having to think about it? Because we've done this a million times in practice and in games. And that's something that you don't really have right now, except for, well, I mean, I was going to say except for Krug and Paul, but you didn't even have that the other day. So I think that this game 4 win for the Blues was not only a big deal, obviously, for this series. But it was more impressive than it actually looks. Like, it was a good performance, a 5-2 win, all that. But I think it was even more impressive a performance than you would just think off the top of your head. With the guys that were not in there, with what had to happen to compensate for that, and the game that Binnington played on top of getting just another good game from so many of your forwards and, you know, they used a lot of those guys out there, obviously. Spread the minutes around. You know, it's funny, I was talking about this during the break. I got Dane in studio training to be on the board, and he's a big Blues fan. We were talking about this. Like, it's stark to look at the numbers, and you see 30 minutes from your top guys, and then the next most minutes is 19, and that's Callie Rosen, who would not be on the ice if you didn't have all of these things. And then it was 16 minutes, and then you're like down to 12. Like, it's stark how much of a difference there is between your top guys in terms of minutes and then the next two, because normally it's not that big a difference. Although that gap is more there in the postseason. Teams will rely on their big guys a little bit more in the postseason. But then you look at the forwards, and you had a couple of guys, Torpchenko and Bozak, that didn't play very much. Everybody else was between 15 and 19 minutes. And it was all spread out pretty equally. 18 for Buchnevich, 17:42 for Kyrou, 19:23 for O'Reilly, 19:14 for Perron, 17:42 for Saad. And you can, I mean, you know, everybody's the same. Shen, 17:05, Tarasenko, 18:14, Thomas, 19:21. Like, the forward minutes are spread out pretty evenly. And we know that the strength of the team is that forward group, and they showed it in Game 4. They need it even more in Game 5 and 6. And they're going to need it even more in the next series, too. If they advance, which I still think they will, but if they advance, Colorado is no joke. they might win their series tonight. I mean, they're up 3-0 on Nashville. Now, I'll be honest. I don't think Nashville's very good. And they're certainly not very good in their current state. You know, they're getting blown out. I mean, it's for obvious reasons. But they've also not had their starting goaltender out there. They've not had UC Saros, who was hurt near the end of the regular season. I know they like Connor Ingram. And actually, you know, his numbers aren't that bad. 919 save percentage, not that bad. But, I mean, the team is just getting worked. Game 2 was close, but Game 1, Game 3, both just avalanche blowouts. I want to see the Blues in the next round. They need to be in the next round. They should be in the next round. But, God, I hope they can get some of their defensemen back before Colorado. That's a frightening prospect when you're looking at that offense going up against a team that's shorthanded. Hopefully it won't be that way too much longer. All right, when we come back, we'll hear a little bit from the head coach, Craig Berube, wrap up our Blues thoughts and move on to baseball after the bottom of the hour here on KMOX.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.